my chop. I can't do without my kitchen man.
Welcome and come on in to the Jazz Kitchen. This is the Kitchen Man coming to you from Radio Sausalito 100 on your FM dial. Our one lasting, undiminished thrill of a lifetime, good food. Don't cut yourself short. These words, writ large, were the first thing that greeted patrons as they entered Wise's Cafeteria in New Orleans. Our one lasting, undiminished thrill of a lifetime, good food. Don't cut yourself short. It was signed your host, Chef Milton Wise. This is where it all began for me. My father, a transplanted New Yorker who was a bachelor into his 40s, didn't believe in cooking at home. So I began eating several days a week, every week at Wise's Cafeteria, before I could even read Chef Milton's Declaration of Culinary Philosophy. Wise's Cafeteria was not our only dining destination. In fact, we often ate at Galatoire's, to this day one of New Orleans' finest dining establishments. We ate at Galatoire's often enough to have our own waiter, who was also my father's bookie. The only time we saw him without his tuxedo was Monday evenings, his evening off, when he dined with his family at Wise's Cafeteria. Wise's served shrimp creole, creole gumbo, red beans and rice, and smothered okra. Shrimp remoulade, boiled beef, and the best, I mean the best, fried chicken. And chicken fricassee I can still taste. And then, there were the eggplant dishes. One day it would be fried eggplant that went so fast, it often had to be delivered hot out of the fryer, right to your table, real restaurant style. The next day it would be baked eggplant, a variation on stuffed eggplant served throughout the Crescent City, even at Galatoire's. Wise's baked eggplant was rich, smooth, and flavorful, a sort of savory pudding of vegetables, spices, breadcrumbs, and bacon. Over the years, I've developed a recipe that comes pretty close to the original, and that's what we'll be making today on the Jazz Kitchen. From the CD, Jazz from the Soul of New Orleans, that was Dr. Michael White playing clarinet on his composition, Martinique. Joining him on this 2002 recording for Basin Street Records were Lucien Barberin on trombone, Ricky Mone piano, Detroit Brooks banjo, Kerry Lewis bass, and Herman LeBeau on the drums. And you are listening to the Jazz Kitchen, coming to you from Radio Sausalito's hot and funky historic studios, way down at the south end of Caledonia, in the heart of Sausalito. Today's baked eggplant starts on top of the stove. First, we're going to cook two strips of bacon in a large, heavy stew pot until the strips are crisp. When the strips are crisp, remove the bacon and set it aside. Leave 2 tablespoons of the bacon grease in the pot, and over medium-low heat, sauté 1 coarsely chopped onion. If you don't wish to use bacon, you can start here by sautéing the onions in a couple of tablespoons of vegetable oil. Add 1 chopped rib of celery to the pot, along with 1 tablespoon of chopped garlic and 1/4 cup of chopped fresh roasted sweet pepper or fresh raw bell pepper. Cook everything for around 5 minutes until the onions begin to brown. After 5 minutes, add 2 large eggplants that have been cut into small half-inch cubes and tossed with 1 teaspoon of sea salt. Cover the pot and continue to cook over medium-low for 10 minutes, stirring from time to time for even cooking. When the 10 minutes are up, add 4 peeled and chopped medium Roma tomatoes and 1 teaspoon of dried tarragon leaves. Cover and cook over medium-low heat for 1 hour. As the eggplant cooks, use a wooden spoon to stir and mash the ingredients, blending and breaking down the eggplant cubes into a pulp. You may need to add a splash of water from time to time to keep things from sticking to the bottom of the pot and burning. When everything is well blended and there are no hard pieces of eggplant, remove the pot from the stove. Stir in 1/4 cup of Italian seasoned breadcrumbs and 1/4 cup of freshly grated Parmesan cheese. If you began with bacon, crumble the reserved strips and stir them into the mixture. Taste and adjust for salt and pepper, and then remove everything to a shallow baking dish. Cover the surface of the eggplant with a thin layer of breadcrumbs, drizzle with 1 little oil, and bake uncovered in a 350-degree oven for 45 minutes. When the breadcrumb topping has browned, it's time to serve the eggplant. Andrews on trumpet, Dr. John on organ, Alan Toussaint piano, and Scott Goudreau guitar. Charles Moore was on the bass, Bernard Bunchy Johnson drums, and Henry Love Vaughn was on the congas for Alan Toussaint's composition, Going for the Money. This was from a 1997 session recorded in New Orleans at C. Saint Studios. California strawberries are abundant until the first rains, and as long as the weather holds, it's possible to make delicious sun-cooked strawberry preserves. That's what's on the menu for next week's Jazz Kitchen, strawberry preserve that have been slowly roasted in the warm California sun. Until then, this is the Kitchen Man coming to you from the Jazz Kitchen.
I love his kitchen. gap, his crave, his haste. Deppy about his sucker taste. I can't do without my kitchen man.
The Jazz Kitchen is a production of Radio Sausalito and comes to you both Sunday and Monday at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. All the recipes you've heard can be found on the Jazz Kitchen website. You'll also find additional information about the musical selections with links to other interesting websites. The address is radiosausalito.org/jazzkitchen. Again, that's radiosausalito.org/jazzkitchen. Now more foot-stompin' jazz on Radio Sausalito, 100 FM.